Church. Definitely good to see those who are with us this morning. As I mentioned before, we definitely have several traveling, but we're just so glad you decided to be here this morning with us. And as always, you're visiting with us, you're honored guests, and we just love having you here with us, and we love to do it on a more regular basis. But if not, we're glad to have you here with us today. Subject title, Do You Have Your Reservation? One of the things that happens sometimes when we travel is reservations don't get made or get mixed up. You ever been there before? Where you went and you thought you made a reservation and you show up and they have no record of you even calling. They have no record of you making a reservation. They have no information on your card number. And then sometimes the next thing they say is, you know what, we're sold out. No room at the inn. You know, it all makes you awfully frustrated sometimes, especially when you thought you made reservations. One of the things that I'm bad about doing is I'll plan something at the last minute and just assume sometimes we'll have enough room or they'll have enough room for us or whatever. That's just some areas I got to work in my own life. I don't always plan. Sometimes I fly by the seat of my pants, and I've been bitten in this way from time to time. But when you think about it, we're not here to live forever. One of the things that I realized, and last night I was fortunate enough to attend my 30th year high school reunion last night in the big metropolis of Marshville. And it's good to be there. But, you know, one of the things I noticed was, two things I noticed, but there were some who went on and progressed, and it was great to know about each other's families. And then I noticed some were still doing the same thing they were doing in high school. And then I also noticed this, that there were some who were not among us anymore. And I'm like, okay, I'm 48 years old. You don't think about it when you graduate high school that maybe, just maybe, somebody won't make it to the reunion. So it just kind of just stuck with me for a little bit. But I'm like, you know what? That also wanted to make me more sure than ever that I had a place that I wanted to go to after I leave this earth. Life is brief. It's but a vapor. We're all on a journey. My question is, have you made reservations? Not only that, but have you made reservations to the right place? Because you're making reservations somewhere. Next week or in 2 weeks after I got some meeting, I'm going to really dig into the doctrine of hell because it is a real place. You know, sometimes we want to say, you know what, Brother Parker, I got hell on earth. This ain't even close. Not even close to what we see in Scripture. And Jesus talked about money and hell more than about any other subject because he created it. So when you think about these things, just think about this today. Do you have your reservations? So I'm going to use as a springboard a very familiar passage with us, John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. That's John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. John 14, 1 through 6. Many of us can quote this by heart, but follow along to make sure it's still in your Bible and mind. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. So we'll stop right there. Notice two words in here that I want us to concentrate on. Go and prepare. Go and prepare. Christ went away. He's in heaven now preparing a place for us. But then he says, I'm going to prepare a place. And then the place that I prepare, I'm going to come back and receive you to myself. But I think sometimes when you look at this particular scripture, there's a big preparing there that's left out, and that's our preparation for heaven. Because heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Everywhere I see in scripture, I don't think this will be the case in judgment, where you just show up and expect to have your mansion. You've done nothing on earth. You've not even acknowledged him as your Savior. You've not even tried to serve him. But somehow, some way, there are going to be many disappointed on that day looking for a mansion. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Nobody's going to stumble into heaven. Nobody's going to find it by making the wrong turn. Nobody's just going to show up there unannounced and expect to have a reservation to be in. And we'll look at all the reasons why in my lesson this morning. So when you think about a reservation, that's something you have to purposely do. Life is short, as I said before. Man's days on this earth are 70, 80 by reason of health. Life is but a vapor, but we will live somewhere eternally. What are you doing now to prepare yourself to live eternally? Because life changes just like that. You read of it every day. You read of toddlers dying, you read of kids dying, you read of teenagers dying. Some point in time, you and I are going to leave this earth. And the only time we have to get that right and make our reservations is while we're here today on earth. Many of us are familiar with the term RSVP. Because I never knew what it meant. I just knew it meant you probably should let somebody know you're coming. But I did some research on it. And it means what? It means, it's a French term meaning respond, say vous plaît. That's what it means, if I pronounced that correctly. I never took French in high school or college. I took Spanish, so forgive me for those who speak French. But what it means is, please respond to confirm your reservation. Please respond. Whenever somebody has a gathering, whenever somebody has an event, sometimes they'll send out invitations and ask you to RSVP by a certain date. Now, what they're doing and asking you to do is so they can have enough. Make sure they have enough, whether it be food or seating or whatever. They want to know ahead of time how many are planning on coming. Now, we see that Christ has gone to prepare a place for us. And we'll look later on that as many who prepare themselves, he has room for. But I want us to notice the urgency in there. That lets us know we just can't really show up on many events on this earth without reserving and reserving our confirmation. So why do we think somehow we're going to show up in heaven? And we've never even taken time to make a reservation. We've never even taken time to do what God asked us to do, to be on the guest list, so to speak. We've never taken time or prepared ourselves for a place that Christ has been praying for us today. We must accept God's invitation to go there. Have you accepted his invitation? Because that's what obedience to the gospel is. It is an invitation. With our obedience and us living godly and with the blood of Christ covering us, that gives us a reservation in heaven. How do we know? The Bible tells us we can be sure of where we're going when we take our last breath, but it's according to his word. It's not something we should have to wonder about. But heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. So have you RSVP'd? What God requires in his RSVP, so to speak, obedience to the saving gospel, living a godly life in this present world, being covered by the blood of Jesus, doing something with sin in our lives, and living faithfully unto death. Now you may say, that's a lot. That's five things on that list, Brother Parker. But compared to what God has prepared for us, church, that's nothing. Compared to the blessings and compared to the wonder, compared to the awe, compared to the joy that we'll have once we make heaven our home, this is nothing. It's a light job. It's a light task for us. God is gone. He's done the hard part. All we have to do is obey him and live faithfully unto death. But guess what? If you don't do this, you're going to be in trouble come judgment. Now, I didn't say it. Your Bible and my Bible says, and we'll look at it as we go along. It would be great if we could get there and say, you know what, Brother Parker, this person wasn't a good person. Can they get in with you? Can they get in on your ticket? No, sir, no, ma'am. It'd be great to say, well, you know what? I was faithful, but folks in my family wasn't faithful. Can we get in on a group discount? No, sir, no, ma'am. Some may say, well, you know what? I heard there might be a buy one, get one free coupon that I can use in heaven. That's not going to cut it either. You and I are going to have to make this reservation individually. And once we come to the age of accountability, where we know from right and wrong, then we ought to be busy about making our reservation. So let's look at this. This is what I call the traveler's guide to heaven. First of all, accommodations. Arrangements for heaven must be made in advance. So if you ever want to go to heaven, you got to make these plans before you even get there. You got to make it your goal to get there. You're not going to stumble into heaven by yourself, just getting there. So when you think about accommodations, where's it going to be? Christ says, I'm going to prepare a mansion for you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to prepare it so we know we got a place to live, but we got to make them in advance. The advanced part is our life right now. The advanced part is while we're still living and breathing God's air. That's what the advanced part is. We have to do it now. So we have to make accommodations, but it has to be done ahead of time. Point number two, a passport is required. We cannot get into heaven without proper credentials. If any of you ever had to go through the airport and TSA, man, they strip you down almost, make you feel bad, don't they? And I can kind of understand because they want to make sure you're safe. But one of the things you have to have is a valid ID or a passport. No valid ID, no passport, I don't care what you got to get to, you're not getting on the plane. And now, I think, in what, beginning of next year, you got to have the little star on your license. So if you ever want to do that, you better go ahead and get it done. I think you got from now until next October, I saw on the news, which I didn't know anything about, but they're serious about it. You're not getting on that plane without proper ID. You can show them anything. You tell them a good person. You can tell them you got an emergency. You are not getting on that plane without proper credentials. And we take that seriously enough to know, and we're checking as we go, got your license? You got your passport? Is you leaving the car? No, we're so serious about it, and we understand they mean business. Why don't we do the same thing with heaven? Because God says you're not going to get there without proper credentials. So why aren't we preparing ourselves today, many of us? Names also must be registered in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21 and 27. If your name is not on that register, you're not getting in. Because guess what? God is no respecter of persons. And by his own very nature, he rewards those who are faithful. He has to punish those who aren't. So if you've not done what you need to do according to God's word to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I hate it for you. You can be as nice, you can cry as much as you want to. It does not matter. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life by obedience to the gospel? So a passport to this place is required. Point number three, departure time. We're always concerned about that when we fly. Want to make sure we're there. Some people recommend 2 hours before so you can get through all that TSA and all that other stuff you have to go through. But guess what? Nobody knows when the departure time will be. Now, you have some folks in the world preaching false doctrine, and they've been preaching this since Jesus stepped foot on the cloud into heaven about they know when the world's going to end. If somebody tells you right there that, they are a false prophet, and y'all tell them that to their face. Because nobody knows. Christ says, I don't even know. Only the Father in heaven knows. You also don't know when you're going to take your last breath on this earth. You don't know. Your departure time could be this afternoon. Your departure time could be 20 years from now. My question is, have you made reservations yet? We don't know. But we must be ready to leave on short notice, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. We got to be ready to pick up our bags and go. There's not going to be a chance. You know, sometimes when we look at Christ coming back, he says he's coming back as a thief in the night. Sometimes I heard some folks say, well, God, you know what? If I had like they had in basketball, a two-minute warning, I'd get myself together. No, sir, no, ma'am, you wouldn't. Because you waste that last 2 minutes thinking you had two more minutes. That's how we are. The only time we have to get ready is now. And we never know when our departure time comes. All we can do is be ready. How do I get my ticket? Must come, must be purchased from Christ himself. Must have it on hand before entering. And the ticket can only be verified by Christ himself. So he gives it and he also verifies it when we're trying to get into heaven. So guess what? No counterfeits are going to make it. Nobody else signed off is going to make it. The Reverend Doctor's not going to get you into heaven. The Pope's not going to get you into heaven. Buddha's not going to get you into heaven. Only one says it. Christ says it in verse 6 of John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And guess what, church? He meant exactly what he said. You got to go through Jesus. He's the only one that can hand them out. He's the only one handing out tickets to heaven. I think I told y'all several months ago about this scam this man was running where God told him and sent him down from heaven, tickets to heaven. He was selling them for $500 a piece. $500 a piece. He claimed to have tickets from heaven. He had sprayed in gold paint on some tickets and it looked like heaven. But the sad part about it is he sold $10,000 worth. So somebody's not reading their Bible. You think God's going to send down this man actual tickets from heaven and then sell them to you? What's wrong with us? That's what happens when you listen to man and not God's word. There are so many folks who are lost, and I laughed at it in the beginning because I'm like, how ridiculous can people be? But then I was saddened because people are basically placing their salvation and their eternity on something some man said. Didn't take time to examine scripture to see whether it was so. So there's a lot of lost folks out there. Can only be verified by Jesus. Point number five, luggage. And this is something some of us struggle with. You can't take nothing with you. And you ought not want to either because of what is going on, what we're going to. We're going to a mansion. in heaven. We're going to get something, a new possession. 1 Timothy 6, 7 says you can't take anything with you. And why would you want to this new place? But many of us are stuck on things that we are comfort towards. Maybe stuck on family heirlooms. That's not going to cut it either. No luggage is required. No check-in, no baggage. All you're going to take is yourself and your soul, or who you are, your soul. We will leave all this world's goods behind. Now, goods could be material, but goods could also be relationships. Good could also be those things that are near and dear to our heart. We're not going to take anything with us. Somebody once said, or used from time to time, you've never seen probably a hearse pulling a U-Haul. It makes no sense because they can't use it anymore. When you die, the stuff that you're fighting over now, all that's going to be done with is left here for your relatives to fight over. That's it. No matter what you do and no matter how hard you work, don't place your faith in stuff. So no luggage will be taken. Immigration. All passengers are classified as immigrants. Why? Because we're all taking up residence in a new country. And you think about that for a minute. We're sojourners here, but our home is in heaven. So we're just going through this world. We're really immigrants here too. But guess what? The quota is unlimited. For as many folks have prepared a place and have a reservation, God's going to make sure they have enough room. And I'm so glad of that because when we think about our society, think about what we're dealing with. But I'm so glad that God didn't have a quota for us to meet in heaven, according to Hebrews 11 and 6. Point number 7, it's going to be air travel only. We will meet the host of Christ in the air to live with him forevermore. Now, some of you who are scared of flying, you better get used to it. Because someday soon, we're going to fly away, as the song says, right? So don't worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it crashing. You ain't got to worry about it coming down. You don't have to worry about who's flying the plane. Some glad morning, we'll fly away. And church, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Air travel only. But you must be on standby 24/7. It's going to happen just like that. From the snap of a finger, from the blink of an eye, we're going to fly away one day. Can't drive or take a boat to heaven. I was talking to my dad. You know, he's always talking about going to see my son. You know, he was talking to him this week, matter of fact. He was like, son, I'm going over there. I was like, well, hi, Dad, you said you're not flying. He said, well, son, I know a back way. How you know a back way to England? You're going to have to cross some water somewhere, I think. You may go across Iceland. I ain't studied that much, but he's talking about finding a back way across the water. Now, it made fun, but kind of applies here. There's not going to be a back way to get into heaven. It's not going to be a back door. It's not going to be a shortcut. You got to go the one road. You got to go the straight and narrow, according to Matthew 7, 13, and 14. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate that leads to life. There's only one way, and that's Christ. So we must take that out of our mind. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 bears witness to it when it says, when Christ comes back at the sound of a trump, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who are living will meet him in the air to live with him forevermore. Okay. Currency must be sent to heaven in advance. What kind of money are you going to spend? You don't need any real bucks, but you better be laying up treasures in heaven right now. Are you doing it by your good works? Are you doing it by serving God? It's going to be too late then. But guess what? His bank will hold as many as you can put up there. Are you laying up treasures in heaven? We make deposits as large as possible. Matthew 6:20 talks about it. We don't need to lay up treasures on this earth, but moss and rust does bother it and affect it. Are you laying up treasures in heaven? That's our daily works. That is the things we do in the name of Christ. That's the thing we do by the authority of Christ. These are the treasures we left in heaven. And guess what? They'll be waiting for us on the other side. Don't have to worry about nobody stealing them. Don't have to worry about somebody getting you out or cheating you out of it. So the currency will be the treasures we lay up in heaven. This is Travis got to heaven. Point number 9, clothing required. It's another area we struggle with. And sometimes we feel like we got to have 4 or 5 outfits for each day. Usually you only need one, maybe a backup. But guess what? In heaven, they're going to receive some new garments anyway. Aren't you wanting your matching robe and a crown? Your white garments, as it tells in Revelation 3:5, entirely new garments will be provided. Don't worry about it. That outfit you like to wear today, that outfit you're in right now called your body, you're going to get another one. And they're so glad. Aren't we glad? Think about this now. Think about how good God is. Think about if our body that we have now had to last through eternity. Some of us breaking down right now, left or right. But I'm glad we don't have to worry about that in heaven. I'm glad that we can put off this earthly tablet. It goes back to dirt. But we're going to live somewhere forevermore. And I'd be very disappointed if God resurrects me and I'm dead in Christ first. He resurrects me and he puts me back in his body. Because I done put some miles on this body. I done flipped the odometer a time or two. As well as some of you. I don't want it. But we're going to have new garments in heaven. So you serve an awesome God. He has all these things prepared for us. And lastly, the reservations. Guess what? Booking is not currently open. But we never know when that gate's going to close. It's going to close one or two ways. When you take your last breath or when Jesus comes back. Right now it's open. But nobody knows when it's going to close. We must reserve now because of the unknown departure time. Waiting may cost you eternity. If you think somehow, some way, you can wait the next week, next month, it may cost you eternity. That's how serious it is. God didn't get us in based on what we were going to do or what we thought about doing. It's what we've done. Have you obeyed the gospel? Many folks are saying like this, well, you know what? God knows my heart. He knew I was going to. I'm here to tell you that's not going to cut it. Yes, he knows your heart, but he also is a God who's no respect of persons. Same thing he requires person A to do, he requires person B to do. So if they had to do it, just because you had good intentions, that's not going to cut it. It'd be nice to say it, and there'd be a lot of folks in the world, maybe that we know who've gone on, that we'd like to say they had a chance at it, but when we look at the reality, if they didn't do it while they were living, their soul is in jeopardy. That's how serious it is. So this is my traveler's guide to heaven. Closing. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. It should be our most important goal in life. And there's some milestones in life that are great. Growing up, maybe. Getting into a career. Going to college. Or whatever you're going. And that's great. Having a family. Getting married. That's great. Having children. That's great. Experiencing grandchildren. Oh, that's great. Reaching age of retirement. That's great. But nothing's more important than where you're going to spend eternity. Nothing is more important than that. Because guess what? There's a reservation to another place, too. It's called the second death. That's the lake of fire that will never be quenched, where the worm is not quenched. Two places you got a chance of going, heaven or hell. Those are the two places. There's no in-between, as some folks teach. There's no such thing as purgatory. It'd be nice if that was God's plan, if you live such a raggedy life that if enough folks praying still living could get you out of there. No, sir, no, ma'am, you don't read in the scripture. Two places that your soul's going to end up. Which one will you choose? Which one will you choose? We must go through Jesus' travel agency. He has the tickets. He has the plan. He's the one who's going to be at the gate, letting us in based on our obedience. Or we'll hear this, I never knew you. He's going to say, come unto me, labor heavy laden, receive your reward. Or he's going to say, I never knew you. Those are two things you're going to hear in judgment. And guess what you're not going to have a chance to do, like we do sometimes. Now, Jesus, can I talk to you over here for a second? No, sir, no, ma'am. Let me holler at you for a second. Let me explain my situation. No, sir, no, ma'am. It's too late. But I was going to, but see, if somebody else had acted right, and I would have. No, sir, no, ma'am. It's serious business. Now, I did this in a way we can kind of grasp it, but the more I live, the more I understand the most important thing that we possess is our soul and where we spend eternity. Everything else on this earth is going to be left sooner or later. Can't take it with you? What are you doing today to make your call and election sure? If you need more instructions, just read the Bible. This is just my little brief synopsis of it in our lesson this morning, but there's a whole lot more talking about in the Bible, just so you'll know. You know, I'm glad. I think sometimes that, in closing, sometimes I wonder why. Well, God, you only gave us a glimpse of heaven. Now, we get a good picture of it. He explains it to us in ways that we can understand, like pearly gates and streets of gold and all those other things. But that's just for us. But I think if he really told us what it was going to really be like, it'd blow our minds completely out of our brain, out of our heads. I really do. That's just my opinion. So he can only tell us what we can handle. I think right now, this is my opinion, It's going to be far and exceedingly above what we even read of. I really do. Y'all don't want to go there more than anything on this world. What about us? But it's only a prepared place for prepared people. Christ says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go again, I'm coming back again. But you better be prepared for me to come back. You better be ready. Moment's notice. So maybe today, somebody hadn't made their reservations. Been thinking about it. Brothers and sisters, don't wait. Nobody's promised tomorrow. Once you understand what God requires us to do to be saved, which is hearing the gospel. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We then believe what we have heard. That should cause us to repent of our sins because we look in the scripture and see that my life is not lined up with what God's word says. I have not done what God has asked me to do to make my reservation. That's repentance. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to stop doing wrong and try my best to do right with God's help. Then we have to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as the only begotten Son of God. Guess what? You're going to have to do it either way. The question is, are you going to do it on your terms or God's terms? If you do it on your terms, that's part of your reservation. If you do it on his terms, the next thing you're going to hear is, depart from me, I never knew you. You're going to do it. It's going to happen. You know, sometimes we were growing up as youngsters, you know, your parents said, you're going to do it one way or the other. What that means is, you're going to do it willingly, I'm going to make you do it. One or the other, it's going to happen. So you're going to do it willingly, or you're going to do it because God makes you do it. And then he's going to say, depart from me. And then we're baptizing in water, river baptism. Why? That's part of reservation. That's part of reservations that we make. That's how we get and solidify the reservation. It's through the water grave of baptism. We walk, then we rise to walk in newness of life. But guess what? We got to keep it. Sometimes you go on trips that you start. Maybe it's a trip overseas or Europe or whatever. If you go through a travel agency, sometimes they set up a payment plan. We have to pay on every now and then, every month. You know, I've done that before. I think the first cruise went on, we did that, and it was great. Didn't overwhelm me with that cost, but if I hadn't paid that whole thing, I wouldn't have ever went. I think it was non-refundable too, if I'm not mistaken. So I had a vested interest to pay everything I needed to pay. And because I did that, then I was able to enjoy my first cruise. Are you willing to do it? It's more than worth it. More than worth it. And you've been a Christian for any amount of time. Maybe you haven't been doing the right thing or living right. Don't wait to get it right. You may say, well, somebody may say, don't worry about all that. You're trying to get it right to get this reservation right. You need it back. You lost it. It's in your power somewhere. It's in your spiritual drawer somewhere. You can't find it. He's got a number. Call the number. That's repentance. He can give you that reservation number again so you don't have to worry about it anymore. That's a vision of repentance. So if you have one desire or the other, put on Christ in baptism or request special prayer, especially please come forward and sing a verse of 575, I believe.